we're hearing right now from those fabulous top popsters, the Zombies. This is the Curtis Mayfield composition, It's All Right. This is Top of the Pops. And now let's have a word with the Zombies. Now, you fellas have spent as much time in America as just about anyone on the pop scene. Do you find the fan reaction very different over there?
Well, I think we're more popular in America, so obviously the fans go more wild, but there are more of them. As far as concert audiences, we played in Montgomery to 20,000, Jacksonville to two audiences of 20,000 each. Places like this, you know, 10,000 was quite a common audience. And so when you get more people together, you get wilder reactions.
Which is great.
They do wilder things. They've all got cars and they follow you. Two girls follow us. How many? Sort of hundreds of miles. I don't know how many miles it was.
500 miles. 500 miles.
Why didn't you stop, you fools?
We never thought. No, but they're very sort of, when they get an idea in their head, they're very persistent about following it through.
Do you find this business of them taking over sort of whole hotel floors?
Like the in Chicago, we were thrown out of two hotels in 3 days.
Yeah, it's all very dodgy.
Because, I mean, not through any wrongdoing on their part,
but it's just that they were causing a disturbance in the hotel. Yeah. And,
do you think that's all a bit nutty on their part? Well, tell them they're listening.
No, not at all.
We love it.
We love it.
Oh, carry on booking
up
hotels.
As long as they don't put us in jail, that's all right.
Yes, well, enough of this rubbish. How about another song? Will you still love me tomorrow, fellas?
Of course.